Hi, I'm Zuby from Magic with Zuby, a proud member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the show you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual host. Check out all other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
It's International Podcasting Day 2017, and we're celebrating by recording and streaming a special event.
That's right, SP. And even though you and I are already international, we've brought in an international ringer from across the dateline.
That's me.
Between the three of us, we've got a full plate of cool podcasting history, some information about our network, and a cool pod game.
I'm just excited to use more podcast gear again this week.
Of course you are, Steven. Boys and their toys.
What's wrong with the toys? Let's crank this one up and get this party started.
Lauren, kick the special episode off.
Welcome to Better Podcasting, a show where we talk about podcast tips, tools, and best practices to help you succeed with your podcast. What makes us different? Well, just like you, we podcast purely out of the love and fun of it. Podcasting is our hobby, and we recognize that it's yours too. We always encourage your questions and feedback, and you can find all of our contact information at betterpodcasting.com. Here's your host for the show, Stephen John Drew and Stargate Pioneer.
Welcome to the International Podcast Day episode. That's right, there's no number here, and it has nothing to do with the fact that on Wednesday we'll be recording the 100th episode, and we just recorded the 99th, and yeah, number situation. I am Stephen John Drew, and with me, of course, is Stargate Pioneer.
Hey guys, you might have known me from certain podcasts like Better Podcasting, Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D., Starling Tribune, and the GunnaGeek.com podcast, but I am, believe it or not, the vice president of the GunnaGeek.com for network development. I've been podcasting since New Year's Eve 2010. I am currently producing or co-hosting 6 shows in total, and I am the sole American here on International Podcasting Day.
I am so excited to not be outnumbered by Americans again. It's always the way that it is. That's right. Heather is here today. Hello, Heather.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. So let's be totally honest here. This is like the best episode of Better Podcasting and actually just Gunna Geek Network programming that we've ever done. Isn't that right, SP?
It is, because we do have Heather representing across the ocean here and across the dateline. So Heather, you live in New Zealand, correct?
Yes, I do. And it's Sunday, okay, the 1st of October.
So how was International Podcast Day? Because it's already passed there.
It was good. There was lots happening, but not so much here.
We got to fix that. Well, we've got you, and you're from New Zealand, so that's a good start, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Heather, when did you start podcasting?
In August of this year.
What?
So I'm a new podcaster.
Oh, wow. That's incredible.
Podcasting a whole month. That must be, I remember when I started podcasting the first couple of months, it was so exciting. It was so new. It was, oh man, it was so good that I wanted to start more and more podcasts. And then ultimately Better Podcasting was born. And now I'm stuck with Steven.
You know, let's be honest here. The person that you want to not be like is Stargate Pioneer with your podcast. We've talked about it before on this show. He does way too many, and you should just do one, maybe two, maybe three. Mostly one.
Two. So, Heather, what is the name of your podcast?
It's called Sunshine and Power Cats, and that's based on my off-grid experience.
Off-grid? You mean off the power grid, right?
Off the power grid, yeah.
Because you're not off like the internet grid, because obviously you're communicating with us right now.
Yeah. I've got a cell phone and the internet connection.
You didn't know that we ran a direct line between Heather and me for this? That's what we did. It's a direct line.
man, with all that Canadian dollars you've got, just dropping that international cable and across the ocean.
Okay. So yes, we are all a variety of different types of podcasters here. I've been podcasting since 2008 myself, and I only do two shows. I'm not crazy like Stargate Pioneer. I've done some other stuff. I've done a Walking Dead podcast. I did a comic book podcast. I even did one that had like only 9 episodes of local music. But we are a bunch of podcasters of all ages and styles and types of podcasts. And so today, with this International Podcast Day bonus, what we're going to do is run down some of the history of podcasting, thanks to a certain someone we'll mention in a minute. And then we're also going to talk a little bit about the Gonna Geek Network. And we'll just wrap that up towards the end with a little fun game that Stargate Pioneer has prepared. So should we just talk a little bit about the history of podcasting?
Yeah, we should. You know, I got hit up by our friend over at the Story Behind, what are we calling her? Our correspondent for Gear Now, I believe, on Better Podcasting. So Emily Prokop from the Story Behind, she recently did a Story Behind podcasting, and she gave me all her research that she did for that. And in addition, I have done research over the course of the last couple of years as well. I was able to do a little bit of fact checking, which was awesome. And we got a lot of great information for you about podcasting. So the first question is, when did podcasting start? Heather, do you know when podcasting started?
Back in 2004.
That's right. It started in 2004. Now, podcasting existed via audio files for download before then. But 2004 was when the RSS 2.0 enclosure feed was first put out there. It was made and it was enacted. And Dave Weiner and Christopher Lydon were the key to that. And also Adam Curry was key in all of that as well. So between the three of them, they made podcasting what is known today. And that started in August and September of 2004. Like I said, it existed previously to there. It just wasn't called podcasting and it didn't act like podcasting. Of course, it wasn't on iTunes back then until June 2005, when Steve Jobs said, we're going to put podcasting in iTunes 4.9. And what are we at, like 11 point whatever now, but 4.9 podcast went into iTunes. So podcasts weren't called podcasting because of iTunes. It actually happened before the integration to iTunes. The term podcasting was first noticed in an article by Ben Hammersley in 2004 in The Guardian, and the article was called Audible Revolution. And his exact quote, which according to Emily was because he had to put 20 more words in his article, was, but to what to call it? Audio blogging, podcasting, guerrilla media, and believe it or not, audio blogging and guerrilla media were actual terms used in 2002, 2003, 2004 instead of podcasting. I'm so glad we don't have to say guerrillaing all the time, Stephen.
I gotta say, guerrilla mediaing is, it rolls off the tip of your tongue. I like it. It also is better than just simply podcasting, because podcasting seems quite largely audio related. So guerrilla media, that's more of what we do. So you can always come to the Gonna Geek Network and watch some guerrilla media.
That's because we're the monkeys flipping the switch. Now, Heather, would you like your show to be called an audio blog or a podcast?
Probably a podcast, but I have explained it to people as audio blogging just to explain what podcasting is.
I gotta say, I love that point, because audio blogging actually is a better term as far as describing what it is than podcasting. And I didn't realize this till Emily sent us this information. And thank you very much to Emily Prokop for sending this. And you know what? If we said audio blogging to people, I do an audio blog. If that was a thing, I think more of the general public would know what that is and not have to ask the question that we always get, which, well, what's a podcast?
It's a miserable pile of secrets.
So I wish that it was audio blogging. I must admit, I totally wish that it was audio blogging.
It might have been better to have an audio blog versus a podcast. First of all, pods, Apple iPods don't exist anymore. Well, they exist, but they're not sold anymore. They're done there will no longer be manufactured. It's simply going to be the iPhone going forward for a mobile device. And so what everybody had attributed to podcasting as the name being on an iPod, the iPod is no longer existing. So it's going to be interesting if the name argument starts up again, because it does about every 5 years or so.
Here's the thing that I think is always, and I'll just take a slight tangent here since it's International Podcast Day and why not. I think that the word podcasting for what a traditional podcast in is not very true, because the casting part of it, where does that come from? Because usually you're downloading it. When you think casting, you generally think broadcasting, and that's not really what a normal podcast does. Now, here, we're a little different because we do stream it out live, but many people don't. I personally have never been a big fan of the term podcast because of that. So I'm sold on audio blogging.
I thought you were sold on guerrilla media.
I've changed my mind in the last 2 minutes because audio blogging is descriptive.
Flippy floppy like the Canadian usually is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, getting back to a little bit of the history of podcasting, in July 2005, President George W. Bush was the first president to have his weekly radio address also delivered as a podcast. So that gave some legitimacy to it. Remember, it just started 6-9 months before, really. And then fast forward a while, the more notable thing that's happened in podcasting is in February 2013, Personal Audio, which is dubbed a patent troll, sued some high-profile podcasters for royalties, claiming they had a patent on podcasting from 2009, whereas podcasting really started in 2004. So this has been an interesting legal battle. And while this was recently ruled, as we discussed earlier this year on Better Podcasting, in the favor of podcasters via a federal appeals court, this is an issue which may or may not eventually end up in the Supreme Court. It depends on if Personal Audio actually appeals it to the Supreme Court, and it depends on if the Supreme Court actually takes it as a case. So this is still pending, and right now it's looking good for podcasters, but it's not a closed issue.
I have a question for Heather here. Heather, since you are our newest podcaster on the show today, and, you know, in all fairness, you're one of the podcasters who have been doing proper research and have been looking at a bunch of different sources and whatnot. As somebody who is new to podcasting, did you hear about this before you started?
No.
No. Okay. We've talked a little bit about it on the show, but do you know about it now that you've started podcasting? Have you seen anything within the circles?
Yes.
How does that make you feel as a new podcaster? Is when you hear possible legal problems, what comes to your mind?
I think that if you just focus on what you're doing, I'm not caught up in it all. So I'm just kind of got my head down and doing my own thing.
I like that approach. I have to say that I think that that's a great way to go. I see a lot of people here talk about stuff like this. Oh, there's a legal problem. Oh, there's something going on. Oh, look at this. Oh, I need to obsess. I need to watch all of the happenings within the podcast world rather than focusing on their show. And I like that approach. That's a solid approach.
I like it too, because literally with this, there's nothing we can do except for maybe fund the legal action against it in crowdfunding, which did occur. And I think still is open right now, but I don't think there's a call for any additional funding at this point in time. So anyway, that is just a notable thing that's happened with podcasting. Now, earlier this year in 2017, Apple, who consolidates the majority of podcasts through their directories at their WWDC, which is the Worldwide Developer Conference that they had, and they announced that they now hold over 400,000 podcast shows, and an additional 1,000 shows are added each week. So that's 13 years from when this started in 2004. It's now up to 400,000 and growing. That is just amazing.
That's crazy. And Heather, you were one of them in August.
Yeah.
I will say that I am slightly alarmed, of course, that Apple Podcasts is still the go-to. I'll just comment my two cents here right now. I don't like that we're still so dependent on Apple. We've talked about it before. There's lots of market changing, and I think that that's something that I would like to see Apple become less of a power player for podcasting.
Yeah, this is something I don't know. Heather, do you use an iPhone? You said you had a smartphone. Do you use an iPhone or an Android phone?
Android phone.
So how do you, what's your podcatcher? How do you listen to podcasts?
I have iTunes on the computer and on my iPad.
Oh, so you don't listen to it on your phone?
Not always.
See, I am somebody who doesn't listen on the computer, and I've been fighting for a while with trying to find a good podcatcher, because like the ones that I've used, there's always a glitch. I like Pocket Casts now. That's the one that I'm using, but I'll give you an example of that. There is some weird caching thing with that, where even though I've hit refresh and I know that there's a feed out there that has a new release, it just doesn't show up as downloading until like 20 minutes afterwards. It's really weird. I just had it happen last night with a show that I knew released, and I couldn't force it. It's weird. So I hope, again, Apple loses some of that grip so that we can see a little bit more podcast enjoyment from Android.
Yeah, we'll see what happens as Android develops and possibly embraces podcatchers in the future. Now, the other thing that I've found that can really define growth of podcasting since its inception is Edison Research. And I started tracking podcast download statistics and general media consumption information back in 2006. So they released their Infinite Dial earlier on in this year. I believe it was March that they released the Infinite Dial study, and they had comparisons between 2006 and 2017. And some of the numbers in that study included 60% of Americans are familiar with podcasting in 2017, and that is up from 22% in 2006. 40% of all Americans, again, this is American focused, but 40% of all Americans have listened to a podcast, and that's up from 11% in 2006. 24% have listened to a podcast in the last month, and that's up from 9% in 2006, nearly a 300% increase in that number. 15% of Americans have listened to a podcast in the last week, and that's up from 7% in 2006. And some of these other numbers are consolidated in different forms, so they overlap, so don't expect them to equal 100%. But 84% of people that listen to a podcast each week listen to more than one. So if you start listening to podcasts, you're going to listen to several of them, obviously. 80% of people said that they listen at home. 47% listen in a car. And the base for this question was, have you ever listened for a podcast? Another question from the base, which is the place you most listen often, or you listen most often to podcasts? 52% said they most listen at home, and 18% said in the car. And then as far as the length of a podcast, 85% of the people that responded to the study said they listen to all or most of the podcasts. That's actually a consolidation of a few different categories. And then 77% of people reported that they listened to click on demand or stream a podcast, whereas 41% said that they download for later. And once again, those numbers don't match up, but it can overlap a little bit. So that's a lot of great numbers. And this is American based, but we also ran into another study for Canadian media consumption as well. I don't have those numbers in front of me, but they're starting to take these numbers worldwide. And I hope next year we'll have a better representation of these numbers for International Podcasting Day 2018.
You know, I got to say that all of the numbers here, it's great seeing Edison Research do this, but we talked a couple of weeks ago about how Libsyn is changing their stats. And the reason behind their stats change is what has me more excited, because Edison Research is as good as the sample that they pick, right? We don't know. We can get a lot more details about the specific habits of those that are listening to podcasts from the media hosts, from the people who are actually hosting these files. With Edison Research, we can find out sort of out of a random sample how many people are listening to podcasting and some information based off of that. But a lot of these details, like where people are listening, how long they're listening, how many they listen to a week, with the right level playing statistics, we can end up actually analyzing that information, and we can do some cross extraction, like, okay, this person here, this IP downloaded things this many times, you know, this many different shows. There's real potential once everybody is even on how we analyze stats. And that has me so excited because I love research and knowing what the listener base is doing.
Well, the key here is just to say that podcast listenership has exploded in correlation to the just amount of shows out there. So that is true. Like, to get to your specific point, Stephen, with iOS 11 and the new podcast app. So once again, this is Apple focused, but they're going to be able, for the people that opt in that use the podcast app, they're going to be able to obtain that data, and it won't just be American data. It will be worldwide data. So that's going to be really interesting. And once again, you can't just take this data from one source. You have to take it from multiple sources, as you said, because they're all coming at it from different ways to measure the data or through their survey. But along those lines, Heather, I'm guessing you just didn't come up with listening to podcasts on your own. I'm thinking that you've actually talked to somebody that has listened to podcasts around your place, right? Or are you the only one?
It's not as common, I've found, when talking to people about what podcasting is. So there are probably lots of people in New Zealand who listen to them, but it's just not, I don't think the numbers are as high here.
Which is interesting. And I wonder what the reason is behind that. Do you have any theories?
I don't know, but I have found several people from New Zealand who are doing podcasts, but it's just a handful in the sea of podcasters. So maybe, I don't know.
Maybe you need a New Zealand podcast network. You should be the one.
There is one.
Is there?
But they kind of have more of the political shows.
Okay. Well, then you should make it happen. You can be in charge of it.
On it.
I will say this, that the American sort of basis, and I was going to say bias, I'll say it, American bias behind all of these stats is kind of frustrating as a Canadian, because they just did the Canadian stats this year, but it is so easy for us to get wrapped up with the American listening habits because so many of these hosts are American based. I can't wait for that international push just to keep happening, because it's only going to help us see things on a bigger picture. And even comparing the Canada to the US research, there were some differences. And that's what I'm excited to see more international information come out.
I am definitely very interested in that. And I think Heather would be interested in that too, because when she can log in another couple of months, it's 6 months out or so, and see the consumption habits of her podcast, she's going to be able to see how many people are local there in the country, how many people are from Australia, how many people are from America across the pond, that sort of thing. And she's going to be able to customize her content because of that. So we're going to be able to see, like, Stephen, you and I could be big in India. And
we are. Well, didn't you know that 90% of our basis comes from India?
Yeah, that's why we started the Rosetta Stone, so we can speak Hindi.
And how many New Zealand listeners do you have?
Well, I did take a look at our stats on that, because we were going to have Heather on. And I believe, if I got my locations correct, that you, Heather, are the Better Podcasting New Zealand number one fan.
There you go. Awesome. Well, there's your history on podcasting. A little bit of information from the stats, a lot of information from Emily Prokop. And you should definitely check that out at the Story Behind Podcasting, because Emily does a far better job of telling the history of things than we do. We're just a couple of podcaster people here, and we're not as good as Emily. Emily's
amazing.
You said it perfect.
She does her show in one take. It is absolutely astounding to watch. And I am humbled by her talents, because they're way beyond mine.
All right. So we've talked about podcast history. Now let's just go and talk a little bit about the Gunna Geek Network. That's right, the Gunna Geek Network. That is the place to be if you are into geeky things. Gunna Geek began back in 2012, and To be honest, I started the website because I was the one, that started it. I started it to just express geeky interests. At the time, I was doing some comic book stuff, but I was like, I got to do more than just comic books. I'm not talking Star Trek over there. I got to make sure I talk Star Trek and other geeky stuff. So I started it, and it primarily was article-based with written pieces. And the Chris Farrell, we've mentioned him a few times before on this show, he wrote a few articles that got a lot of exposure because he was just on top of things. It was amazing. And then I was like, where's the podcast element? Sure, I had, quote, the podcast network, but it was really just a listing of my podcasts. It wasn't that great. So in 2013, May-ish, we ended up really embracing the podcast. And with myself, Chris Farrell, and Wing, you may have heard of him, the three of us came together to launch what essentially was the foundation for the Gonna Geek Network as it is. A bunch of people who love podcasting working together to help essentially promote each other, scratch each other's back where we need to, and just really, really express our love of geekery. And so that's what we did, was we did that and we expanded. And now on the Gonna Geek Network, we have 23 active podcasts. We have had a bunch of retired podcasts, some from SP, some from myself as well. And we also, as of 2015, have a very strong live presence. Now, again, that Chris Farrell, he has talked about it even on this show. He started in the world of live. And so he was live streaming, but many of us weren't. In 2015, we went all in and started doing video stuff, and pretty much when we started doing the official GunnaGeek.com show in full video stream, that was when the live page, which is now known as www.geeks.live, became what it was, or what it is today. And that is a full video streaming experience. Sometimes you see a lot of errors, sometimes it's smooth. But we have a whole bunch of shows doing the live now, including, of course, All Things Good and Nerdy, the GunnaGeek.com show, Stargate Pioneers Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D., and the Starling Tribune podcast as well. Plus, one of our more recent members, PopXCast, also streams live. So really, really has evolved since I started GunnaGeek, and I am just so happy to have the podcast network be such a large element of GunnaGeek.com. It is a fun thing for me to be a part of. Every time I see different podcasters connecting, it makes me happy because it's just showing the GunnaGeek.com network is helping, it's basically accomplishing what I set out to, which was having podcasters help each other. There are podcasts on the network now that are made up of podcasters who probably wouldn't have found each other without the network. So it is awesome. I love it, and it is an amazing place, and it wouldn't be amazing without the people that are on the network.
Indeed, it is ever growing, and we've had the opportunity to add a lot of great shows over the last couple of years, actually, and we'll talk about that in a second, but I want to get back to the live presence, the live streaming. Now, Heather, you're actually one of the people that you make time out of your day across the dateline. And I have no idea if it's today or tomorrow, usually when you're in there, but you're participating in the live chat and you're seeing the live show. So from somebody that's new to the live streaming consumer side, how do you like it?
I really enjoy it. It's fun watching all the good bits and the bad bits, and yeah, being able to chat with the others in the live chat. It's really fun.
As a podcaster who is starting out, does it help you to see some of the errors made? Because I've had some people say that it has. I've had some people say it doesn't really apply to my show.
Yeah, it does. Because otherwise, if I just saw the polished version, it would be too hard for me to think that I could ever get there. Whereas knowing that, you know, things don't always go right, it makes me feel better.
Yeah, we do make a fair amount of errors. Never on this show, though. This show's always perfect right from the top, always, 100% of the time. That's not true. Not true at all.
Oh, I had to stop laughing before I could respond to that. No, it's not. Oh, man, we've made mistakes in just about every single show, but that's what's great. That's why we do it. We do a live stream, and then we produce the show later. If you take a look at good shows that are like, Steven, you talking about Star Trek, there was just new Star Trek series that debuted in the last couple of weeks. They don't produce that live. It's not a live show. It's not Saturday Night Live. It is a show that's put together, it's edited, it's produced, and it takes months and months and months. I recently heard, by the way, that there are some shows that, like, This American Life does, you know, the NPR sort of podcast, that take a full staff like 3 years to put some of those shows together because of all the reporting and all the specifics that go into that. And if you're just one person trying to match up to that level of specificity, it's going to take you a long time to produce that. So, of course, if you're doing a live show on a hobbyist type style in your house, in your basement, in your closet, you're not going to have the same sort of professional look to it right off the bat. You need to put a little bit of spit and polish in the editing bay afterwards. Otherwise, it's just, it's going to be like, I don't know, like a Boy Scout skit.
Yeah, I will say that obviously I mentioned that we do video shows, and this show here is even a full video show. One of the challenges that I personally find by doing that is that you end up in a situation that you're kind of debating what you should edit out and what you shouldn't sometimes. With an audio only show, it's easy. You just go through and you go, I don't like this, I don't like that, I don't like this word, and you just cut them all out. If you're doing video and you don't have alternate angles to cut to, then you're in a situation where on video, you kind of see those cuts happen. And so with the video side of things, I like it because I am a video guy. I love doing video stuff. I'm so happy to bring it back into my podcasting experiences, but it does make it harder with post-production. So while we are a video show, I just thought I'd take this opportunity to mention that it makes things much more difficult.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to have started as a video show, and I'll know with YouTube a lot of people do, but I don't think as a podcaster I would, because a lot of people don't have broadcast experience. You have to learn behind the microphone. Like Heather, this was your first time actually speaking into a microphone, right? For broadcast purposes, your show?
Yeah, it was.
And it took you a little while to get used to the cadence that you wanted to present and everything, as your show has evolved in the last couple of months?
I think the very first episodes I tried to record, I got hoarse because I was recording it so many times to try and get it how I wanted it to sound. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been there. We've all been there. And even now, I listen back to things and I go, okay, Steven, why aren't you delivering like that anymore? Or I go, Steven, why did you try to deliver that way? You know, listening back to your show, you can find a lot of those things is how can you change your presence? How can you change the way you're presenting yourself? And those are some nuances that I think as a new podcaster, if you were to just hop in live, you might have some troubles with, because you're now also, you can't change it. Yeah, once it's out there, it's out there. You might, though, on the flip side, start recording off air and go, yeah, that was not a very good episode one. Let's do it all over. So live presence, I'm happy to have it on Gonna Geek, but not necessarily the place to start if you are a new podcaster. We mentioned that we have the network as well, and the network is really there to try to help each other out, help podcasters help each other. And if you want to be a part of the Gonna Geek Network, you can do that. You just got to go to www.gunnageek.com/join. And you're going to see that we accept everybody. No, that's not true. We actually have an application process. And the reason why we have that is because we want the network to move as a cohesive unit. And ultimately, not everybody fits that. So we're going to review the shows and we see whether or not we think you'd be a good fit or not. And we only accept certain applications. Now, that's not necessarily the type of show or the content of the show. It can be all of these factors, but it's not just one thing. We're looking at the whole package, and we just really, although we are primarily hobbyists, we have a certain bar that we strive for. And so if you want to be a part of it, please do apply and we will review your show. Now, putting it back as a random question to Heather, I want to ask you, Heather, do you ever use podcast networks to discover other podcasts?
Yes, I do. I think that's a good way to see sort of a group of podcasts that might not necessarily be related, but yeah, it's a good starting point, because if you just go to a directory, it's like, where do you start?
Before you started podcasting, did you check out different podcasts to kind of see what you liked and didn't like?
Yes, I had a few. Some of them were entrepreneur-based and others were like mindset and well-being ones. So, yeah.
And as you went through, I have a follow-up question on that. As you went through the networks, did you find any networks, like, were they all generally one sort of type, or were the networks sometimes different styles of shows within the networks? Like, what was your experience with that?
All sorts of different ones. Like, I found the Gunner Geek Network, and I enjoy those shows, and they're different to what I do, so, yeah.
Well, we appreciate that, and we'll always take a plug. We'll always take a vote of confidence or recommendation, so thank you.
Even if it's not deserved.
So, yes, that is the network. And if you want to be a part of it, please do feel free to apply. Again, that's GunnaGeek.com/join. The other thing, since we're talking about GunnaGeek things, is that SP is a bit of a gearaholic. And so he decided to make a new YouTube channel, right, SP?
Oh, yes, yes. I decided to make a new YouTube channel because I was sick of my videos on my microphone shootouts and my unboxings being just shoved into the rest of our content, never to be able to be found again. So I lobbied long and hard, and finally, Stephen okayed the split off of all of that gear tech related stuff into its own special channel called the Gunna Geek Gear YouTube channel.
So thank you very much for that suggestion, SP. You did fight hard for that, and you're right. I think that people should definitely check that out, and if they want to, it's www.geeks.link/gunnageekgear. Again, that's www.geeks.link/gunnageekgear, and subscribe there. It's filling up fast. We've had a lot of shootouts over the last week, including a couple that Stargate Pioneer has done, one of which was an awesome headset shootout that you should check out at www.geeks.link/BPHS1. That's the headset. It's the Audio-Technica BPHS1. It's really cool, actually. I got to say, he did a really good job. He compared a whole bunch of different microphones. And if you want to see how they stack up against the Audio-Technica BPHS1, you should check that out. But now that we've finished self-serving, let's go ahead and get into a fun little game that Stargate Pioneer has prepared.
Yes, a game, the GunnaGeek.com way. We're going to celebrate International Podcasting Game Day with a game. And this game is the podcast naming game. So here's the rules. I'm going to give out a letter, and everybody's going to give a podcast name that starts with that letter. And then the person that gives out the best one wins, and I decide who's the best one, by the way. I'm the final judge and jury with this, so it's just the way things are going to go. It has to be a real podcast, no pod-faded shows, and 1 point per letter for podcast. And the person that has the lowest points going into the round gets to go first. And you can't use the as the first word. If it has the, you can use the next word as the first letter. So it's kind of like the license plate game, if you ever played that as a kid, or the sign alphabet game on the road. But we're going to do it with podcasts, and we're going to come up with podcasts that come to mind to us because they're great shows or ones that we listen to, and it's just going to come to mind. So that's going to be great. So here we go. I've got a random letter generator up, and we're going to start with the letter W. And since Heather is the guest on the show, she gets to go first. So Heather, what show do you can think of that starts with the letter W?
Well Tempered, and it's about chocolate.
Wow.
Okay, Steven?
Well, I'll go with the obvious, which is WTF.
With Mark Maron,
Maron, yes.
So you're not going to go Walking the Walking Dead?
You said no pod fade. I was going to do it, but you said no pod fade. You threw that rule in at the last minute, which ruins a whole bunch that I had in mind.
Well, believe it or not, I would have let you go with Walking the Walking Dead.
I had that written down. And if you were to say Walking the Walking Dead, I was going to counter with WTWD Radio Free Woodbury, which was the first version of Walking the Walking Dead. So are we pod fading or not? Like, you can't just change the rules on me like that, mister.
You could try it. I'm the arbitrator.
Okay, so sounds good.
If you can't think of another show, we'll do it. Mine will be Westworld Weekly on a old co-host of mine, Beef. He actually decided to do his own show. It's Westworld Weekly, but I believe Heather wins this round with Well Tempered. And Heather, what country is that podcast originated from? Do you know?
That's a good question. I didn't write that down.
Is it an English speaking podcast?
I think it's American.
Oh, okay. And Well Tempered is the name?
Yeah.
Okay. That's awesome. Heather with the first point. All right. So we're going to do the random letter generator here, and we come up with P. And I will defer to Steven. What is your first P name podcast?
I'm going to go ahead and go with PopX Cast, which is a Gonna Geek Network member, and they cover all sorts of pop culture related stuff. They've got lots of geekery slant to it. So PopX Cast, and they record Sundays on www.geeks.live.
I'm going to go with Pop Culture Cosmos, which is another GonnaGeek.com show. They record live in a comic book show in Las Vegas every week. Heather, what do you got?
Pretty in Pop, and they're in New York, and they're from Lady Pod Squad.
She wins again. Heather's got 2 points. We got to step up our game, Steven. I'm going to do the letter generator, and it's coming up with F. And by the way, those in the chat, if you can come up with a podcast name, we will name it as well. So F is the name. Steven, you get first dibs.
I'll go with Fanboy Buzz Podcast. It is an amazing not retired comic book podcast that had a pretty amazing sounding lead host on there. He was incredible. He seemed pretty knowledgeable, and he was willing to step outside of his comfort. So, Fanboy Buzz.
I've got a few here, but I'm going to go with Freakonomics Radio. Heather, what do you got?
Fangirl Fridays from... Where are they from? L.A.
As much as I want to go with Fangirl Fridays, I'm going to give Steven the nod here. I'm going to go with Fanboy Buzz. So,
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
The score is Steven 1, Heather 2, and even though I prepared, I am not winning at all. And I get to choose the winner. This sucks. All right, E is the next one. So I get to go first since I'm the lowest, and I will go with Engage, the official Star Trek podcast. Steven, you're up next.
I'll go with F this week.
Ooh. Okay, I'm going to deem that pod faded. Do you have another one?
I have no other one.
Okay. So, Heather, what do you got that starts with E?
Ear Snacks. It's a kids podcast.
S Snacks.
Ear Snacks.
Gosh dang it. Where does she come up with all these good names? Okay. She wins that one too. And Engage doesn't. Man. And I prepared. Okay. Random layer paint drying podcast. Okay, Scott. That wouldn't have won either. Scott Smith in the chat said paint drying podcast for the P. So we are now at J in the random letter draw here. And I'm going to say just one more fix. I think it's an awesome name. And two, there are new podcasts in the Gonna Geek Network, and they talk all about role playing games. So that is an awesome show. Steven, what do you got?
I got Jock and Nerd Podcast. They're an interesting fellow bunch ship. Is that a word? There's quite a conflict of styles brought together, and very opposite sort of personalities, but it's not clean comedy by any means, but it was a comedy podcast, and it is a comedy podcast, and it's just what it is. It's a jock and a nerd. So there you go.
Athlete and a nerd. Yep. Heather, what do you got for Jay?
Jumping the Shark.
Jumping the Shark. What's that one about?
That's a good question. I listened to one episode and I can't remember. But it had a cool name.
Okay. Well, if I was a betting man, I would say that would be about all the things that kind of jump the shark in terms of media and things in the world. And they probably talk about it. So they probably like the refrigerator blowing up and saving Harrison Ford in Indiana Jones and that sort of thing. You know, I'm just going to call it because I like just one more fix that much. I'm going to call a winner there, but Jump the Shark is
awesome. Can't give yourself awesome points. Name. There's a reason why on the GonnaGeek.com show I don't participate in these questions. Come on, you cheater.
Yeah. Oh, Bandrew said Joe Rogan Experience, which is also a very good one. But I'm still going to go with just one more fix. I can't believe you're voting against a GinnaGeek.com podcast.
I'm just voting because I want points. There. Okay, that's why.
You have a point. I didn't have a point until now. Now I have a point.
All right. What else do you got?
Back to W. We've already done that. T. We're at T. So, Steven, go ahead.
I'll go ahead and go with Tyrion's Landing on the Gonna Geek Network. They're the Game of Thrones premiere podcast.
Tyrion's Landing. I'm going to go with the Transmissions podcast, which is a podcast all about Transformers from our buddy Jeremy. So, Heather, what do you got that is in the T realm?
I have to pass. I didn't find one.
Ah, that's okay.
Oh. Well, because I had the, so that doesn't count.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. It doesn't. I will inject one for you. I will go Timeless Journey podcast, which my former co-host from Voices of Defiance do it on the NBC show Timeless. But Tyrion's Landing and Transmissions.
I'll give you another one as well. Tool Talk. I'll give you that one as well.
Tool Talk would be nice. They're, I will deem them as pod-fated, though. So just because they're on the network, I'll have to go with Tyrion's. I want to go with Transmissions, yes, but I'll go with Tyrion's because you went network on that.
I tried.
All right. So this is rad. Bandrew came up with This Is Rad, a podcast that talks about single topics each week that they think are rad. Eh, that's a good one.
That is.
Okay, the next letter that came up was H.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
I'm going to go with my favorite new podcast of 2017, Hollywood Science by Alex Kuntas. He goes all over an actual movie like Jurassic Park or The Circle and says exactly what is scientifically achievable or not, and a lot of the great science in there. It's an awesome podcast. You should check it out. It's Hollywood Science. Steven, what do you got?
I'm going to go with House of Geek. House of Geek. It is a geek podcast. And just, again, general geek culture.
Okay. Heather.
I've got Hey Bestie, and it's two best friends, and they talk about anything.
I'm going to go Hollywood Science, just because my favorite new podcast. And
just because I want points, that's what I'm going with.
It's a really good show. It's a really good show. But Andrew said Homecoming. So I haven't had a chance to listen to that show.
Can I throw another one in that I just thought of now? Home Gadget Geeks.
That is on my list as well. That is with Jim Collison, and he does an amazing job over there at the AverageGuy.tv network.
I'll also throw in one that I deemed pod faded. That was my first suggestion, and I thought I wouldn't, but it was awesome at the time. And it was Head in the Cloud. It was a great cloud security podcast. It had a short run because the host decided to switch it up a little bit and go with more of just general security, but Head in the Cloud. So it was, if you want to watch, I think it was 12 episodes or I think it was 12 episodes, something like that, or maybe just a little more, but it was
it was like 18 or so. Yeah, but it was amazing. He would have been on my list had he not been pod faded, but yeah, Head in the Cloud is great. And you can find that in the archives at goodandgeek.com. Let's go to the next letter, P, which we've done before. J, Z, Z. Do you have anything that starts with Z? Steven.
The Zulu cast. It is an amazing podcast about Zulus.
Mm-hmm. Right. Does it actually exist? I don't think so. Heather, what do you got for Z?
Zeros on Heroes, and they have Unsung Heroes and other live shows that they do.
I like that. I've heard of that show. I went with Zlurpcast, which is a tabletop gaming podcast, but Heather, I will give you that for Zeros to Heroes. And that was a tough one, by the way, the Z. Oh, by the way, back on H, Scott Smith said Hemorrhoids Help is his favorite H podcast. And I think he said it was for a friend. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Mm-hmm. I see how that goes. The next random one that came up was Y. So, Stephen, what do you got with Y?
You got to listen to this podcast. It is an awesome podcast just about why you should listen to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't believe that either. Heather, what do you got?
You Can Rewind It, and it's 80s movies nostalgia.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go with that because mine is You Are Here, sci-fi drama. Heather gets it. Heather's got 5 points. Steven has 2, and SP has 2 points. We got a few minutes here, a couple more left. G. Steven, what do you got for G?
I'm going to go ahead and go with Green Screen of Death. That is an actual show that is a movie podcast. Green Screen of Death. Legitimate. I'm not making that one up.
I'm surprised that you came up with that. Heather, what do you got for G?
GunnaGeek.com, the official show.
There you go. And I was going to go with Gallifrey Public Radio, which is said by many to be the best podcast name on the GunnaGeek.com network. I actually think Just One More Fix might have won that myself. But since Heather pandered, she said GunnaGeek, she's going to get the point. So way to go, Heather.
Can I just say, Heather, that I really appreciate you taking the bait, because I did not want to say GunnaGeek.com show because I thought it would be better if you said it than me. So thank you very much.
I did have it on my list.
So. Did you have something else on your list besides Gonna Geek?
Yeah, Geek and Amazons.
Okay, that's good. I had Grammar Girl on there, which is a longstanding podcast, and Gatecast as well, and Geekville Radio, our friend Seth.
Yes, I had Geekville Radio. I also had Game Life Balance US, although technically not deceased. They are slow at releases. They're not technically dead yet.
No, I actually had a chance to talk to Cody and John, who are the hosts of Game Life Balance US, in August, and they said that we're going to return after Cody got married later this year in October. So you're just a couple months away for getting more content from that. The next letter that came up was R. Steven, what do you have that starts with R?
I'm going to go with the Rollin' Nerdy podcast. Rollin' Nerdy.
Is that a true show?
That is a true show. It's a true show. In fact, you should know that. Came across our desk. A long time ago.
No, I did not catch that. So I am going to go with Recovering from Religion, which is Scott Smith's show.
Well done. Well done.
Yes. Heather, what do you have for the R's?
Redaptations, and they do adaptations of movies to books. Or books to movies, sorry.
Just because Scott's a loyal listener, I got to say that I feel like I got to step in here and say that I no offense, Heather, but I think SB's got to win this one because Scott's always in the chat.
All right. I will reluctantly take the point there because I did want to give it to Heather, but we'll go with Recovering from Religion. By the way, I also put Ritual Misery, which is Amos's other podcast. Amos has Undaunted Podcasts on our network, Radio Lab, and Reanimator Pod, which is a new podcast that talks about Japanese animation. So going with the random letter generator, and for the last one, we will go with the letter L. So Steven, you are tail end Charlie here. What do you got with L?
I am going to go ahead, and I'm not going to go for the spinoff, or some people would call it the secondary version, or it was actually like the fourth or the fifth iteration of that franchise. I'm going to go with the original, the authentic Legends podcast, not the other ones, Legends podcast.
Legends podcast has had a few spinoffs, including Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Long Box Edition, with both would qualify for this. But yeah, Legends podcast is the primary one right now between the two of us, in my opinion. But Heather, what do you have that is in L?
Lavendia Lifestyle.
Living the Lifestyle. Does.
No, yeah. Lavendia, like lavender.
Oh. Lavendia. And she does what?
She's like on YouTube and she does well-being and mindfulness and stuff.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Sorry, Wing. We're going to go with Lavender Lifestyle.
Oh, yeah. Of course, SP never answered that one. I will say that I'm going to throw in one extra.
I said Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D.
No, you never actually answered. You said you said it as part of your addressing my sarcasm. So there you go. There's one, though, that we didn't talk about that I think we should, because there's a good couple potentials in there. Let's just do C.
Oh, C.
As the last one. I know you said the last one was the last one, but this one, because we didn't talk C, and there's some good ones in there.
There are. You are Tail End Charlie. So what do you got to start?
I was going to go, of course, with Crimson Comet. It is the Flash podcast on the network.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. Heather, I'm going to break protocol here, and you can go next.
Candid Conversations, and that from Canada.
Candid Conversations. I have several. I'm going to go with my top one on the list right now, which is Curiosity Podcast, which the verified Cody Goff does as his full-time job now, actually. Also, the podcaster we recently talked about with Game Life Balance US. Heather, I think you won again. You're just coming up with all these great podcasts. So, yeah, 8-3 to Steven's 2. So, way to go.
Also going to say CBC News because it is a podcast. They again, CBC, you should check it out. They are referenced in that lawsuit we talked about earlier. They are a critical piece of that lawsuit.
Bandrew said Comedy Bang Bang or the Complete Privacy and Security Podcast, which was another one on my list, by the way. And then Scott Smith said the Canadian Moose Weekly, which
that is a good one.
If he was here and playing, I would have given him a point. So, yeah, that's great. We have more names. Maybe we'll do this again sometime, but it is starting to get to the time where at least one of us has to go. So we're going to have to wrap this up for the time. Heather, you win, and you win legitimately, too. This wasn't like handed to you. You won it out fair and square.
You did. Good job.
Thank you.
I'll be honest. I pandered to the network. That's completely what I did. Heather, thanks so much for coming on here. I know it was a bit of a different show because it's the International Podcast Day special, but do want to say thank you for coming on. We'll have to have you come back sometime if you want for a real full episode, one that has the regular structure and everything. And we still really appreciated you coming on here today.
That'd be awesome. Thank you so much for having me. I had a lot of fun.
Well, we had fun too. And Stargate Pioneer, I just want to take a moment here and say thank you very much for getting this together. I know that you took a lot of the lead with organizing the schedules and everything. And so thank you so much for doing that, SP.
Yeah, I also did some weather arrangements so that Heather could have plenty of solar power for today. I need to get some, you know, kudos for that. I made
thank
sure.
Thank you very Heather much, SP. Yeah, thank
you're,
you.
You're welcome. No, thank you for taking your vaunted energy out to be part of us, because I know you're living off the grid and I know you only get the energy because I listen to your podcast that you generate. So thank you very much for doing that. I'm really impressed.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Heather, why don't you take a moment here to plug your show?
So my show is called Sunshine and Power Cuts, and it's got two types of episodes. Sunshine ones focus on wellness and empowerment from nature, and the power cut ones are the honest insights into living life off the grid.
Everybody should check that out, and make sure you also go to the proper places like iTunes and give it a 5-star review. Let's go ahead and encourage everybody to do that. You should definitely check it out. It is worth checking out.
Indeed. Subscribe too.
Awesome. So for the International Podcast Day special of Better Podcasting, I'm Stephen Jondrew saying thanks for watching.
I'm SP saying thanks for participating in InternationalPodcastingDay.com today.
And I'm Heather Welch from New Zealand. Thanks for having me.
International! Woohoo!
Thank you for listening to another episode of Better Podcasting. We want to hear from you. You can find all of our contact information at betterpodcasting.com. If you like the show, please consider giving us a 5-star review in iTunes. We encourage you to check out all of the other geeky podcasts available at gunnageeknetwork.com. This has been a Gunna Geek production. Thanks for listening, and we will see you again next week.